Welcome to Nano Zorro, the podcast of Tech Zorro, presented by Judith Tova. Engage with your ears about engineering, development and inventions, as well as interviews with experts and hobbyists. You will learn to make better decisions with your designs, programs and manufacturers in order to optimize and develop your products and services or just for fun. You can find the show notes from the episode, the transcription and much more by entering to techzorro.com/podcast. And now your host, engineer, crafter and tech enthusiast, Judith Tova.
If you like this podcast or the blog, and you do want to support the show, go to our site in Patreon to contribute with a monthly donation. You will have early access to its episodes, you will be recognized as a Patreon in the website, among other benefits. There are several tiers available, starting from $3, or if you feel altruist or generous, there are superior tiers. You just have to go to the website techzorro.com/Patreon. In the show notes or description, you will find the link. We will kindly appreciate all contribution. All right then, let's start with today's episode. Hello and welcome to episode number 4 of Nano Zorro. In today's episode, let's talk about AC voltages, frequencies, and plug types around the world. As you may know already, there are plenty of standards around the world about how electricity should be sold in different homes and industries in different countries, and well, not everyone has the same electricity standard in their home outlets or plugs. In fact, there is no standard actually. So, how many types of AC voltages or commercial standard of electricity are there? Did you know that the plugs used by your microwave, computer, or cell phone may not be the same in other country? In fact, they are not the same in every country in the world. In this short episode, let's take a look at the different standards in the world of voltage, frequency, and plugs, and let's talk a little bit about their origin. All right, let's start with history in a brief summary. Did you know how did commercial electricity come about? There was a period in history known as the War of Currents, that took place at the end of the 19th century between Thomas Edison and J.P. Morgan, who advocated direct current. On the other hand, Nikola Tesla and George Westinghouse defended alternating current. Both systems had their advantages and disadvantages, but most importantly, in 1893, Westinghouse Electric was commissioned to light the Chicago Fair with alternating current, and later the electrical operation of Niagara Falls. It was then decided that the alternating current system at 110 volts at 60 hertz would be the commercial standard for the United States of America. Well, that's a pretty quite impressive date, isn't it? But then the idea of generating electric current using alternating current system was taken to each country and each nation, either because of lack of communication or because of this lack of standards, they did not agree to have a single type of or standard of electric current. Each will choose a different frequency, voltage, and connector, but they were still similar to their neighbors. We will see below the different types that exist in addition to some types of connectors. Each one decided the standard they thought was appropriate for their country, and therefore they were not interested in creating a single common standard. How many AC voltages and frequencies are there? Alternating electricity is mainly composed of two characteristics. One is voltage and the other is frequency. In the blog, I will leave a map. I will leave a link to the blog post that I have in TechSorro, so you can see the map of voltages and frequencies around the world. Well, to make it for this podcast, let's kind of sum it up. On the west side of the world, from Canada to Ecuador and Brazil, there is 60 hertz. And in the rest of the world, mostly, there are 50 hertz standard, except for some places in Japan, Philippines, Korea, etc. Let's first talk about voltages. Okay, so voltage indicates the strength, tension, or potential difference that exists between the two wires that reach the connector of your house. One of these is called the neuter, and the other is called the line or phase. In the United States of America, it was chosen to have 110 volts so that it could work with an incandescent bulbs that Thomas Edison had already produced, and therefore it was decided that it was going to be made the standard for residential areas. However, in Europe, they decided that transporting electricity to residential areas at 220 volts will be more economical due to the reduction of electricity losses. So, the first big difference in AC voltages was born, sadly. Countries such as the United States, Canada, Mexico, Ecuador, Japan, Taiwan, Colombia, Venezuela, among others, use 110 volts nominally. This value varies between 100 and 127 volts in reality. Now, in most of the world, 220 volts is used as, for example, in most countries, in Africa, in South America, from Peru to Argentina, all of Europe, and most countries of Asia and Oceania. Frequency. Okay, now let's talk about frequency. The next characteristic is, as I just mentioned, frequency. Alternating electricity is characterized by going back and forth a certain amount of times per second. This characteristic is called hertz. In the late 19th century, around 1890 or so, Nikola Tesla decided that it would be appropriate to transport electricity at 60 hertz. If the frequency was less, then light bulbs were going to flicker. If there was too much frequency, then too little electricity will pass around a wire and the transformer will run less efficiently. Today, 60 Hz is used from Canada to Peru in America, and also countries like Philippines, South Korea, parts of Japan. On the European continent, it was decided that 60 Hz was not appropriate and it was lowered to 50 Hz. There are many reasons, some are valid or simply arbitrary, but the important thing is that 60 Hz is not used in this continent, and actually 50 Hz is used in the most part of the planet. All of Europe, in some parts of America such as Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, most of Asian, Africa and Oceania countries uses 50 Hz. Common standards. Okay, so we have voltage and we have frequency. Alternating current is a combination of these two characteristics. So they form a table or four boxes, I will say it. On one axis, there are the available voltages, which is, to sum up, 110 volts and 220 volts. And on the other axis, there are frequencies, 60 and 50 hertz. Most of the world uses two standards of AC voltages. One is 110 volts at 60 hertz, and the other is 220 volts at 60 hertz. The remaining two standards are used in fewer countries, for example, Japan, that uses 110 volts at 50 hertz, and countries such as Philippines, South Korea, or Peru use 220 volts at 60 hertz. Oh, wait, I missed one more category of countries that have more than one electrical distribution system, such as Brazil, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, Libya, and Japan, as among others. The last one has 50 hertz on one part of the country and 60 hertz in another, which is nuts. In short, we have an amalgam of electrical systems with different voltages and frequencies to consider in order to use and protect our electrical and electronic devices. But now we have to come to another complication. How do you physically or mechanically connect the device you want to power with a wall that has the residential voltage? Power plugs, sockets, and outlets for AC voltages. How many are there? If you already find it complicated to understand the system of various voltages with different frequencies, connectors, and outlets, are there also one more headache? At the beginning of the 20th century, there was no safe method of connecting electrical appliances. You simply had to pinch the wires with a paper clip to energize them. Soon, connectors were invented to avoid the danger of, or pain, of touching insulated wires. This could have been a total blessing, but countries did not agree to set a single standard, but each one set their own standard as it thought fit, and sadly, it continues to this day. Briefly, I will discuss the types of connectors available. The connectors classified by country are named from letter A to letter N. Each one is standardized by an institution or standardization entity corresponding to each country. For example, type A or B is regulated by NEMA, which stands for National Electrical Manufacturers Association, which is established in the United States. We have Type C, which is commonly found in Europe, but the Europeans did not agree with the ground standard, usually being the third prong or connector on a plug, and also developed their own connector. The French and the Danish connectors are different from the Spanish, German, and Russian ones. These are called Schuko, and they are also, in fact, different from the British ones. This means only problems and higher costs. The rest of the standards you will find in different countries like Israel, Australia, Argentina, India, etc. Is your device compatible with different AC voltages? Since virtually every country has a standard, you have to find out what electrical system they use before you travel to another country. And how exactly do we find out if our home appliances, cell phone charger, or computer will be compatible with the country we want to visit? Good thing that you asked, because I'm here to help. Next to the charger plug of your cell phone or camera, for instance, you have to look for the voltages accepted by that device. In most cases, they will have a label indicated that 240 volts, either at 60 or 50 hertz. This is good news, because it means that your device are compatible with all residential electrical systems in the world. It means that your device will no longer burn out or operate at lower power or performance. This is thanks to a switched transformer. Okay, but what if the voltage is different? What should we do if your, your electric griller says 220 volts or 230 volts or 240 volts, but the outlet has 110 volts? Of course, since they are different AC voltages, you need to buy a single-phase transformer from 120 volts to 220 volts, or vice versa. They are perfectly reversible. Plug the electric griller into the connector that indicates 220 volts and the outlet to the connector that says 110 volts, and it will work just fine. Make sure that the transformer has a power rating higher than the wattage or watts with a letter W on the electric griller. Transformers are heavy, so don't even think about carrying them in your suitcase. Some devices, such as household appliances, microwave ovens, rice cookers, water cookers, coffee makers, and so on, are usually designed for the country where they are sold. These generally do not transform electricity, and they use electricity directly from the mains voltage. They also make them more vulnerable, so we have to leave that for another day. What if the frequency is different? This is generally a problem for AC motors. I don't think you are carrying a lot of motors in your suitcase, aren't you? Hair dryers and shavers usually work fine with different frequencies. If it has a poor quality appliance, or if you are not sure, consider buying the equivalent of your country of visit. What if the connector is different? Well, this is the easiest and less risky part of all. In most electronic stores, cell phone stores, appliance stores, airports, hardware stores, and so on, you will find adapters. For example, if you have an appliance with a US type B plug and you want to connect to a European type F or type E outlet, you just have to buy an adapter, which is essentially a piece of plastic and metal that mechanically accommodates both systems, the US plug and the European outlet. Don't forget to check if the voltage and frequency are compatible with your electrical appliance. Now, here comes the million-dollar question. It is better to buy them before traveling or when you are already arrived in your destination. There is no wrong answer. If you are completely unsure about the adapter you will find in your host country, then you can buy it now if it's available in your home country. If you're not completely sure, wait until you arrive to that country and, well, you can buy it. And don't worry, there are plenty of retailers designated for tourists. Some universal standards. Okay, so, well, it has been a little frustrating, I guess, at least. I mean, well, a lot of knowledge, but also a lot of frustration. Don't worry, I don't quite understand why we don't all just agree on a single voltage standard, a single frequency standard, and a single residential plug and socket standard. This is practically a political decision, and there is not much to do about it if you are an ordinary civilian, like me. There is one piece of good news, though. There are some electrical standards that are, and that means that you can find them in every country you visit. The first is that 12 volts that you find in vehicles. Most have cigarette lighter or just the battery, and it works very well for different applications other than smoking. There are the USB-A and USB-C chargers, also known as USB Type A and C respectively. USB charger provide 5 volts DC current and are popular for cell phone charging. But they also power other low-power electrical and electronic devices. For example, battery charger, computer or cell phone mice, etc., etc. USB-C chargers allow higher power to, it was like 100 watts, and can be connected to various voltage standards, such as 5, 9, 12, 15, and 20 volts DC when it has the PD feature, which stands for power delivery. The best part of it is that the user do not have to manually choose and verify specifically the voltage the device will use, but on the contrary, the device itself communicates with the charger and decides how much voltage it will use. Wow, that is convenient. With this standard, it can be said that we have indeed reached a universal standard of power transmission. I am, very grateful for this news, of course, and let's say that my faith in humanity has been restored. Well, as conclusion, what do we have to say? What do you think about this lesson of electricity and how to be careful when visiting a different country with different voltage standard? I have a question for you. What's the voltage standard in your country? Have you ever burned something important because you didn't know the voltage of this appliance? I will leave a link in the description of this episode so you can comment on the blog post of this episode in the blog TechZorro. Thank you very much for listening and staying until the end. Until the next episode. I hoped you have enjoyed this episode so far and that you have learned something useful for your next craft or project. Before you go, I just need a favor from you. Go to the application where you are hearing this right now and leave us your honest review and a like or a rating from 1 to 5 stars. This way, more people will be able to find this episode and enjoy it as well. It will mean so much. Juditoba says goodbye. Until next time.
That's all for this episode. We hope that you found a moment of enlightenment and that you have enhanced your skills or cleared some doubts. For more interviews, tutorials, blueprints, and advice, go to the website techzorro.com/podcast. Juditova expects you in the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe. Happy crafting! Mm-hmm.